Okay, we're on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Elohi Kashi Yoha Kashi. We're bringing all these prices that say that Beis Shammai are Lechumra when it comes to Simchas Yontif and Beis Hillel Lekula, which are the opposite of our Mishnah, where Beis Hillel is Lechumra and Beis Shammai is Lekula. Elohi Kashi Yoha Kashi. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Lotnu Sa'eli Lekatzev Labosim. Rashi says, an Eli is a daf oved of the kaved, it's a thick, heavy board, the kochim bochitim latirgus vitisni. And its normal usage is to grind wheat, which is also on yontif. Bahavi malakto the iser. The kosabri beshame oslo talklo afilo tzoragufo. Beshame hold that it's also to metalklo, this kli, even if it's a tzoragufo, you want to use it for something mutter. Shetzorach legufa kli lemlocha muteris hayom. To cut meat. Beisil matirim. Beisil says, since it's tzorech gufo, even though it's a klisha malachto le'isr, you're allowed to move it. Al gabi simchas yanta, beishame lechumra, beisil lekula. Here in another case, we see beishame lechumra, beisil lekula, in something that affects simchas yanta. Bramini, hashochit chai v'ov, our Mishnah, that beishame says that you're allowed to shecht and cover the blood, and beisil says you can't shecht. So Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the way Rashi learns again, Mukhlefes Hashita, you have to change around Beishamay and Beishil by the case of the Eli. And the Rabbeinu Tam learns that you change around the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be changed around, Beishamay should be the Chumra, and Beishil the Kula. So Rashi says, Mimai, no, who said there's any problem? Dilmalohi, Adkan lo kamri Beishamay hosim elehecha deika deker notes. When was Beis Shammai Mekel in the Mishnah? When they have a Decker notes and there's no problem at all. It's only a Rachel Gzeira that you may come to grind or whatever. There Beis Shammai would Mekel. Avahecha Deleka Decker notes. But if there would be any semblance of Isser, then Beis Shammai would also be Machmer. Inami, Adkan Lokamri Beis Hillel, maybe it's no Kashan Beis Hillel either. When did Beis Hillel say that they're Mekel, Hacha, Eladika, Torah's Kli Olav? Over here they're Mekel because since it has a Torah's Kli, so it's Mutal Tzorah Gufa Makomo. So there's no problem. Avahasim Lo, but over there, there is a problem that it could come to grinding or digging, and therefore Beis Hillel answered. Where there's no problem at all, like over here, it's Muchtzim Machmas Melachto Le'isr, it's Mutal Tzorah Gufa Makomo. Over there, there's a problem. It could come to dig or to grind. Elohi Kashi Yoha Rashi. Torah's Kli Olav, V'alfish Melachto Le'isr, Mut L'Talto, L'Tzorach Gufo. They still hold, even though it's Melachto Le'isr, you're allowed to Matalto, L'Tzorach Gufo, Mekomo. Elohi Kashi Yoha Kashi. Beishamei Omrim, Ein Nos Nisa'or L'fnei Hadorson, V'lo Yag Bienu, Elim Ken Yishalov Kazayis Basar. Shechet the animal on Yontif. So the hide is muktzah, according to Beis Shammai, and you can't put it on the ground to walk over, to start the process of working it out to make leather, and you can't even pick it up, it's muktzah. Unless there's a kazayas of basar on it, then you can move it because of the basar. Well, Beisil matir and Beisil says mutter, because we're afraid that if you can't, if you're going to end up ruining the hide, you won't shech altogether. So because of Simchas Yonta, Beisil was matering. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, switch around Beishamay and Beisil when it comes to the hide, and or according to Rabbeinu Tam, switch around the Mishnah. Mimai, where says no, who's left the kasha? Dilmalohi, ad kan lo kamri Beishamay hosim alehecha dikadekar notes. Alehecha dikadekar notes lo. When was Beishamay Mako, when there's absolutely no semblance of Isser at all? You have already a spade in the ground. There's no problem of digging. It's talking about sand. There's no problem of ketisha. It's only a chshash rachok. Then Beis Shammai is mekel. But where there's any chshash, like over here, right? The hide is mukta, because it's set aside for making leather. So there, Beis Shammai was not mekel. Ino miyakan lo kamri beisil hocha ela dechazi lemizgo life. Beisil was only mekel over here because you could sit on the hides. Either they're fit for use even now before they're made into leather. And that's why they're not muktzah. Aval hasam lo, but over there not. Elohi kashi, as Rashi, Lifnei hador ha enos nisaor shehuf shet biyanta. You have an animal that was shecht and you took off the hide on yanta. Lifnei hador son lo yishat chenu b'makom drisa saraglayim. Can't put it down in the place where people will walk over it. Shezehu tzorech ibud shemisabed al yidei drisa. That's the first stage in working it out to be leather is walking over it. Now we think Beisil was matir because he's makel and simchas yontif, and we're afraid if you don't let him put the hide down and it's going to get ruined, then he's not going to shech and he's not going to be monea himself from simchas yontif. Lemiz goalei, and the word says no. Kain hoisi shivasim sholtim begodim agabe yakar. That's how they used to sit. They didn't sit on chairs. They sit on the floor with a beged underneath them. They sit on their knees. We used to sit on our knees next to each other. Therefore, it's not that they allowed him to do this, which is a preparation for working out the what's it called, the hide, but they permitted it because it was tzorich yontif. It's to sit down on. It's roy to be used. Okay. Ela ikasha hakasha. If you want to ask kasha, was stira between Beishame and Beisilil, this is the one to ask. Beishame omrim misalkin satrisim biyontif. Beishame says you can't take down the trisim on yontif, Rashi, trisim, dalsos hachalonos shel chanuyos, shesogrim buen hachalonos belayla. These are boards that they use to close up the openings in a shop at night. Okay, but they use it in the daytime. They use it as a table in the daytime. So the table becomes the mechitza to close up the shop at night. And you're allowed to buy things without using money and without mentioning a price. You're allowed to, a chenveni who trusts you and knows you, you can go to him on yontif and tell him you want to take these things and you'll pay for them after yontif. So therefore, what's it called? It's shtikul tzorich yontif, to have the store opened on yontif. So Beishamai says you're not allowed to take the trisim down on yontif. Ubeisil matirin, af lahachzir. Beisil holds not only allowed to take it down, to make the table, to sell the wares, you're even allowed to put it back on yontif. Since it's made from up and down, it's not called binyan, it's not connected to the ground, it's like a little cubicle that's separated from the ground, it's not called binyan, according to Beis Hillel, because ain't binyan bekalim. So, Beis Hillel matir naf lahachzir, you're even allowed to put it back, right? Because we're afraid that if you don't let him put it back, he won't take it down. And you'll end up not having Simchas Yontif. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Al Megavi Simchas Yontif, Beishamei L'chumra Beisil L'kula. Braminu Yashochet Chayvo B'Yontif, our Mishnah. Tzmur says, Bishlama Beishamei, Beishamei Lokashi. There's no question so much on Beishamei, because like we said, look, Hossam Di'ika Dekar Nolz, Hachaleka Dekar Nolz. Over there, there's no problem at all. That's why Beishamei's Nekel. Over here, there is a problem. L'maisa's Binyan. By putting it back is building, and therefore using it is it's muktzah. Ela beisilah beisil akasha. Beisil lo zakasha. How could beisil be matir over here, be mekel, that you could put the thing back and take it down, right? Take it down and put it back, and because of simchas yontif, and in the Mishnah he's not matir to shech because of simchas yontif. Rabbi Yochanan muchlef sashita. Here again, here's what Rabbi Yochanan said, switch it around. Either switch the Mishnah, or according to Rashi, switch the price. Ad kan lo kamri beis hillel hocha, en lemishum dein binyan bekelim. Dein stira bekelim, aval hasam lo. Right? Inami, or another way of saying it, is the what's it called, nat muchlefes hashita. When does beis hillel hold that, when does beis hillel makel, when what's it called, over here, because there's no binyan bekelim. He holds there's no such thing as binyan, so there's no problem over here. Over there, there is a problem. You may come to grind or dig. Rashi. Atlahazir v'lizkor bohen. You can use them to close up the store also. The chazora vadesh lo tzorach. Vadi, closing up the store is not tzorach yontif. Opening it up and using it as a table so you could sell the spices for yontif, simchas yontif. Here it's not Sorech Yontif at all. And even if you hold Ein Binyan Bekelim, there is something wrong over here. Right? You can't say the answer, that's what the Gemara thinks, that we say in Beis Hillel, right, over here there's nothing wrong. And over there, by the Decker notes, there is something wrong, you could come to dig. Here there's something wrong. You're being Toreach and Yontif for no purpose. Why close up? Because Sharina Lemishum Tchilosim. So why would they matter it? Only because of Simchas Yontif. That if you didn't weren't matter him to put it back, you wouldn't take it out. And people wouldn't be able to get spices for Yontif. Al-Mishum Simchas Yontif Mekilinan, even in a case where there's something wrong. There's Tircha that's not necessary. Same thing over there by the Beit, by the Yeshchita. The Kasher Beis Hillel D'Kisui, where Beis Hillel is Machmer because there's something that could be wrong. So Mar says, Hocha Leka Dekker notes, Kolomar Leka Taimit La'Teira, because Savar Yesh Binyan Bekelem. Over here, Beis Shammai said it's Oster, because Yesh Binyan Bekelem. Mashenkin over there, where the spade is in the ground, there's nothing that's wrong with it. And Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, either Mechletes Hashita, or since Ein Binyan Bekelem, there's Mechlal, no problem. It's not even a Tircha Yaseir or whatever. Okay. Okay, Mishnah. Beshamay Omrim lo yitol elim kenin nanea b'od yom. Beshamay says when you have pigeons, it's only talking about pigeons, not talking about regular domesticated chickens. Chickens you can shecht on yontif without any hasmana. Because chickens, first of all, is not that expensive. And all the things that the Gemara is going to worry about with the pigeons don't apply to the chickens. Chickens, you also, you know what they are. If they're good, they're not good, so we're not afraid they may change your mind. When we get to the case of the pigeons, you'll see none of that applies to chickens that you're constantly aware of what their status is. But the pigeons is not the case. So Beshame Omrim Lo Yitol, you can't take pigeons to Shech for Yontif. Elim Kenin Anei Abod Yom, you have to go and pick them up and designate them before Yontif. But actually pick them up. You don't have to actually pick them up. You have to only designate them verbally. You don't have to actually pick them up. Omeid va'omer ba'od yom. Erev yomtev. Omer avchanem bar'ami machlokes bebrecha rishona. De beishamei savri gazrinan dilma osi lamluchei ubeisil savri lo gazrinan. Avo bebrecha shniya divrei akol ba'omeid va'omer zevizani notel sadya. The Rav Chanan Bar Ami said, the machlokes Beisham Beisel is only the first brecha is pigeons have male and female. Every month they have they give birth to another pair of, that's called a brecha. So usually the first brecha you set aside, you don't shech, you leave it with the mother. So the mother has company. And from the second brecha on, that's when you start using them for food. So Reb Chanan said, it's only that first brecha that you decided to use for food. You decide you don't want the mother to have any company. So you wanted it for food. There, Beis Shammai is choshesh, that if you don't actually pick up the pigeons, Erev Yontif, when you come to shecht them on Yontif, you'll change your mind, and you'll end up, what's it called, having picked them up and then changed your mind, and you'll end up moving them shelo l'tzorech Yontif. And Beis Hillel says, we're not afraid. Once you made up your mind, Erev Yontif, if you're going to shech them, you won't change your mind. And if you're going to move them, you move them with Tzorech Yontif. But the second pair, which for sure is set aside for eating, we're not afraid. You're going to change your mind. So everybody holds good enough just to designate it by speech. Rashi, Bebrecha Rishona, Derech Megad Leyonim Lahaniach Brecha Rishona Shal Kol Shona Leo Seves Lima. The first pair that are born that year are left for the mother. Gazrinon, Kishoki Lahu Lamachar Osi Lamluche. When you end up picking up the pigeons the next day, they'll change your mind. The Chayis Olai, and you'll decide to leave it with the mother. The Havi Leitilta Shalot Tzorich. He ended up moving the chickens Shalot Tzorich because they weren't now omade for Shechita. They're mukta. Mishinaneo, Mishamish, when Bodyom, the Shechita, the Lochosalai, Usulo, Chashin, and the Chayesh. But if you did a Maisa, Erev Yontif, and you pick them up, then we're not afraid you'll change your mind. Brecha, Kubid, Belaz. It's a pair. Shayonim, Yoldim, Brecha, Bechol, Chodesh, Bechol. Every month, they have a pair of new pigeons. The Hain Shnei, Gozlo, Zohar, Nekeva. They give birth to one zocher and one nekeva. Umafsikim betkufas teves. They stop during the winter. The chos of yoldim and nisan. And nisan they resume again. So it doesn't go on through the whole year. It's only in the spring and summer months. And autumn. Okay. Ubeishil ulamale lamemar zevizani noto. Right? Why did Beishil have to say the chlal that you have to point out? There's three possibilities. One is you actually have to pick up the birds that you're going to shech the next day. That's Beishame. Beishil has you have to designate the birds you're going to shech the next day. You don't have to actually touch them. There's a third possibility. You go Erev Yontif and you say, I'm going to take birds from here. You don't have to actually specify which ones. Why does Beishil hold you have to specify them? Why isn't it good enough just to say in general, from tomorrow I'm going to take from these birds? The chitema Beishil les lubreira, and then the ones that you'll take the next day is nisbarer, and since only din drabanan, we say breira with drabanan, that it's nisbarer, those are the ones you meant the day before. When you said, I'm going to take from here, right, these are the ones you meant, the ones that came out the next day will be the ones that you meant the day before. And if you'll say that Beishil does not hold a breira, it's not true, basnan, hamneish lebayis, you have a mace in a house. The lope sochim harbe, and the house has many exits. So, kulam tmei, they're all tamei. Rashi says whether they're open, they're closed. And they're showing them, say, what do you mean they're open? If they're open, the rabbanim are gozer, that what's it called, that the tuma goes out of all the doors. So what's it called, what's it called, simon second. But in any case, it's talking where, for some reason, the tuma won't go out with an open door. If they're all closed or they're all open, then they're all tummy. If you have kalim under the door, on the other side of the door, if it's closed, it's tummy. Why? Because we're afraid that you may take the mace out of that door. We don't know which door you're going to take them out. And if you take them out that door, then that's where the tumah is going to be yotze. So the rabbanan were gozer, since all the doors now are in the suffix, they're all closed or they're all opened, right? Or according to some, open means that they're not locked. All the doors are equally either not locked or yes locked, so they're all equally possible to open and take the mace out. So the Rabbanim are gozer that all of them are tamei. There's kalim under the lintel; they're all tamei. Niftach echad mehem hu tamei v'kulan tahorim. Right? If one of them was opened up, so then it's for sure you're going to take the mace out of that door. So then that one's tamei, and all the other ones are tahor. Choshav lahotzio be'echad mehen, if you had in mind to take the mace out one specific door, o bechalon sheish barbol arbor, not out a door, you want to take them out a window that's at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so it's fit to take the mace out. Matzelas al kol ha'psachim kulan. So just the thought of designating one door, and even though you didn't do anything, you didn't open it yet, they're all closed, and you designated you're going to open one and take the mace out, then only that one is tamei and all the other ones are tar. Beshamei omrin, Beshamei says, v'huch shechosh avotzio ad shelo yomus hameis. That's only if you had that intention before the guy died, before the tumma went on all the doors. Then having the intention will save all the other doors from tumma. Beshul omrin, af mishi yomus hameis. Even after the mace died, if you had that intention, it comes out that the tumor, we'll see 1 second, that could be the tumor will go away from all the other doors, l'mafreya. Why? Because once you designated this door, it's as if you designated it before, breira. And it's as if from the beginning, the mace was going to go out this door, and therefore all the other doors are tar. So, memele, you see that Beisil holds a breira. That even if you have the intention after the person died, and the tumor already went on the other doors, still, designating it now helps l'mafreya. So Mar says, let's see Rashi till here. Leslu Breira, why did Beishil say that you have to designate specifically which birds you're going to use the next day? Why don't you just say in general? From this place, that should be enough. And the next day when you designate them, l'mafreya, it's as if you designate them before Yomtiv. And if you'll say Beishil doesn't hold a Breira, Leslu Breira, the chishokel amacher dilmalo haniyazmin. When he'll take them tomorrow, maybe these are not the ones that he meant. You don't say breira. V'hulo his minus kulam elakadei tzarcha. right? The Maisa, and it comes out that the ones that he only was Mazmin what he needs. And maybe these aren't the ones he was Mazmin. You can't use birds that are not Muzmin. So maybe we won't say that what he today takes is what yesterday he meant. Okay. So Marcy can't say that. I'll show you a case where Dindar Rabbanan and Basil holds a braver. Velo psachim harbe, kulam pchusim o kulam skurim. Either they're all opened or they're all closed. So, and again, they explain either they're open in such a way that they wouldn't be maybe the tumas al zohel, only because of this gzera, or it means that either they're all locked or they're all unlocked, but they're closed. So they can't bring the tumah except because of the gzera. Kulam tmeim, kol kelim hamunachim b'chal lapsachim, tachas ovi atikra shol pesach tmeim. All the kelim that are under the lintel of the door, even outside the door, are tummy. The afopi sheno tachas hagag ha'ma'al ha'mes, even though it's not under the roof where the mes is, it's on the other side of the door. Still, the rabbanim were gozer, were afraid that that's the door you're going to take the mes out, and they were gozer tuma on a place where misham ha'tuma yotze. She gozer chacham tuma ha'mokam shu derech yitzias ha'tuma, she sofa lotzis derech shah. The Khan ain't on a Yodim be'ez a Yotzianu, he'll got Kulam Tmeim. We don't know which door he's going to take out. So all of them are Tamei, some say Misafik, and some say Mivadek. They all, since potentially, they all could be the door. Shatuma Yotze, the Rabbanim were Matami, all of them. Or no, it's a Safik. We don't know which one you're going to go out. So they're all Tamei Misafik. Niftach Echad Mehem, La'achar Misa Sameis. If one of the doors was opened after the Meis was Nifter, then who Tamei? Ben Kalen de Mikara, Ben Kalen de Lesof, Amuvayin Lavachut. Then that one's Tamei. Both the Kalim that were there before, you opened it, because it's Tamei, because maybe that was the one that was going to go out, and now all the Kalim afterwards, because that is the one that went out. The Kulam Tahorim, but all the other doors are Tar. The Divrei Akol Mokminen Lahu, the Modu Akol Mikar Lahaba, the Kalim Amuvayin Latoch, and Achrechen Bachut, the Vade Bahud and Iftach Mapikle. That goes according to Beishamah and Beishol. That from now on, any Kalim you bring in that doorway is going to be tar. Because in the end, the tumah didn't go out there. The question only is, what about the kelim that were there before? Did those also become tahar lamafreya? Or no, they remained tamei, right? Because at the point when they became tamei, we didn't know which door was going to be opened or not. And breira doesn't help. Arbor albor, or if you have a window that you opened, which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and you can take the mace out of there. Bekach shiru shiroi lo tzos mason. That's fit to take a mace out. Matzelos akol ha-psachim latame ki'ilu niftach. Then that also is matzel on all the psachim, as if one pesach was open. This takes the place, the window takes the place of the doors. Zemor says, at mishu yomus ha-mace, ukezol kadait, the breira pligin. Now, even Basil says, even if the mace already died, and you have in mind to take the mace out of one of the doors, that's matzel all the other doors. And it helps even for the kalim that were there from the time the person died till you designated it. That means the designation helps for Mafreya. So Beishamei Savrei Lo, Amrin Huver, the Mikora, Daite Lohachi, Beishamei holds his Mobrera, and therefore it doesn't help retroactively, and any kalim that were there on the spot are still Tomei. Below Yorda Tumah L'Shar HaPsachim, Beisil Savri Hooper, L'Maidah Solka Daitech Hashto, Svir Alon, Divinifdach Echad Mehem, Nomi, Havi Plige, Bekelem Demikara, Utahorin, Dekotoni Le'el, Divrei Akol, Bekelem Demikara Lahab. Right? And until now we're thinking that, what's it called, the Kalim that were there, when you open one of the doors, the Kalim that were there, what's it called, to begin with, that's where the Machlokas is. But the Kalim you're going to put there from now on, everybody holds your Tahar. Because in the other doorways. Smor says, no. Ha itmar Allah. Don't bring a raya from here that Beis Hillel holds a breira. There's another reason why it's okay. We learned, there was a which was said on that, Omar Rabba, L'tayr sapsoch mikan lahaba. Rab, the chain Omar Rebbe Oshia. L'tayr sapsoch mikan lahaba. Right? That both Rabba and Rebbe Oshia said that the whole machlokis is only for the future. But nobody holds that it's okay l'mafreya, that it helps l'mafreya. Mikan lahaba in l'mafreya lo, right? Rava omer la'ol l'mafreya. V'hocha hainu taima, right? And what's the cause? And therefore, nobody holds a breira. In this situation, the Rabbanan, even though there are cases of breira, in this case they don't hold it, and the Mela, there's no problem that Basil doesn't hold the breira or by the birds over here by Yantin. Rashi, ha itmar alav, afilu Basil, less luhuver. Even Basil doesn't hold that the mafrei it helps, only for the what's going to be now, what kalim are you going to put there from now on, after you had in mind. The ein mitarin ela kalim del vesof, del achar machshava, only after you've designated one of them. Right, so if you actually open the door, everybody holds from now on, only that door is tamei and the other ones are tar. If you didn't actually open the door, you only designated with your mind, that's where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, but they're only arguing for the future. Nobody holds that it helps the past. That's what Rabba and Rav Oshi said. Avahari showed him to me. Beshamay holds even the ones that you put there now are going to be tummy. Because Savri Mishior, the Torah's Tuma Lipsachim, Lifnei Machshava, the Mises Hameis, once all the other doors became tummy, when the person died, right? Shuvainu Ola Mehem Elaide Maisa, Kago Niftach. You have to have a Maisa to take that Tuma away, opening one of the doors, but not just thinking about it. When they open it, everybody holds it's okay. But thinking about opening it, that's where the machlokas is. But nobody holds that it helps the mafreya for the ones that already were tamei, the kalim, the revi tamei, that doesn't help. Rava Omar, la'olam the mafreya. No, it helps the mafreya. Aye, the kasha then is, and why doesn't Beis Hillel hold over here, breira? The hachainu taima, why doesn't Beis Hillel say it's enough just to say, from here I'm going to take tomorrow, without specifying which ones, and whichever ones you specify tomorrow will be the ones that you meant today. Since you didn't actually designate any specific ones, we're afraid tomorrow you're going to pick them up and see that they're not so nice, you'll put them down and take some other ones. Right? And then you're going to end up moving some of the birds, and that's awesome. You're going to move some of them that you don't want. And in the end, it's going to come out that the ones that you want are the ones you wanted from the day before. But in the process, you're going to be moving ones that you didn't want. That's the problem. But once you designate them, these are the ones, we're not afraid you're going to move other ones. You'll go directly to those and get it. And you won't move any ones that are not the Tzorach Yantin. You don't have to actually pick them up. So let's still be afraid that the next day, when you actually pick them up, you'll change your mind and put them down and take other ones. Mara says, "Ani mile me erev yontif, aval beyontif osim." Right? Enochanami. The Gemara says that if you did it erev yontif, then we're not afraid that you're going to change your mind on yontif. But if lechatchila you never designated anything, then we're afraid on yontif you'll. When you get to see them, you'll put them down and decide you want better ones. Why? Because you'll think the ones that were fat were skinny, and the ones that are skinny were fat, and you'll end up changing them around. Or the ones that were skinny yesterday and today are fat, and the ones that are fat today were skinny yesterday, and you'll change your mind. But if you actually, you'll end up moving pigeons that you're not using for yontif, which are muktzah. So therefore, even though in the end, the ones that you actually pick will be mufrer, but that's not the problem. The problem is the ones that you didn't pick and you moved anyway. But if you designated specific ones that we're not afraid you're going to change your mind, you'll take those specific ones and that'll be it. Inami, another possibility. Zimne mishdachi kulo khushim. Since you didn't specify two of them specifically Erev Yontif, right, we're afraid that the next day when you go, since you just said generally from here, you weren't so careful to look at them, you'll see the next day that they're thin. And shechting them isn't worth it, because it costs more to raise them than to shech thin birds. You wait till you fatten them up. And you won't take any. You won't have simchas yontif. You won't have nice food for yontif, because you'll leave them there. But once on Erev Yontif, you specifically mention the birds that you're taking, and you specifically designated them, then even if they're skinny, the next day you'll use them. Once you went to the bother, at least of designating, Shabbos says no. It's not enough to go to the bother of just designating them. You have to actually pick them up. Then we're not afraid. If you didn't pick them up, then we're afraid that the next day you'll change your mind when you find out that they don't look the way you thought they did the day before. Rashi. Va'amras ba'omeid. No, Rav Amar. Yeah. Rav Amar lo lo afreya. Nomi mitarim beisil dislu breira. Beisil holds a breira. So what's the kasha? Then why do you have to designate these specifically? The hachmas nisan hang time in the tzorik levarer. The lomar elu aninoto. Dilma lamochar metaltu lebodik hashmeinim. Vishavit. Ha vishakil ida. Nimsa metaltu mashalohismi. Because we're afraid the next day, if you didn't specify which ones you're going to take, even though in the end the ones that you do take will be the ones that were Muslim, the problem is that until you get to the ones you're going to take, you're going to pick up other ones and examine them. Shari lo hoya daito ele b'chdei tzarko. You're only going to, only the ones you were Muslim were two, or the ones that mouth that you need, right? Not more than that. Hilkach omer zev zani noto. Ulamachr al korche honi hu deshakel. You have to take these, like it or not. But if you didn't say these, you just said, I'm going to take what I need tomorrow. So only two of them is what you need, let's say. So you're going to pick up some, and those are not the ones you're going to take. So those aren't the ones you needed. They weren't Muzman, they're Muktzah. In the end, you'll take two. Those aren't Muktzah, because Huvra Dovr Levafreya. But the ones you picked up before are Muktzah. How does it help then just to stand by from far and designate two specifically, maybe the next day when you actually get close and you pick them up, you'll find out they don't look the way you thought they did. You didn't get close enough, like Beishamai says, you have to pick them up. Then you know which is fat and which is skinny. But from afar, just designating them, those two, you don't know if they're really fat or skinny. The Akati Ikon, he'll still be afraid that he'll change his mind the next day. Samara says, Honey Mila Mer of Yontif, Kolomer Hechad, you're the mayor of Yontif. Hani Uda Hazmina. Once the guy had to go to the bother, even verbally, even from afar, of designating two specific birds, we're not afraid he's going to change his mind the next day. Whether they're fat or skinny, the next day he's not going to change his mind. He knows that these are the two that he meant specifically. But if he didn't specify any two, then we're afraid he's going to change his mind the next day. But on Yontif itself, if he would come to be Mavara them first on Yontif, and Erev Yontif wasn't Mavara anything. He just said, from this group, I'm going to take two tomorrow. Kolomer Shalom Birer Devarim Ba'od Yom. V'somich Abedikas Macher Shivdo Giskulat. He's depending on what he's going to see the next day, then we're afraid he's going to change his mind. Dezim the Mishtachi Shmeinim Kachushim Kachushim Shmeinim. Osim Hanirim Shmeinim L'mareinam. The ones that yesterday he thought were fat are really skinny. And then they'll come to change his mind. So therefore he has to designate two specific ones, not because of Breira, but because there's no Breira, but because otherwise we're afraid he'll end up moving around a few of them, which are not anyway going to be the ones he takes. Call Osan. All the ones that he moved, that he doesn't going to take, they're all mukta. Inami garsinan, inami zimni the mishtachi kulok dechushin, vekomnim the mishmachas yontif. Or another possibility, the next day he'll find all of them are skinny. Vechol ze'al yidei shelo bir esmol devara. And the whole reason that it's going to, we're afraid that it'll change his mind, is because he didn't specify two specific ones the day before. Vatichach samach al sheker lomar yefshe shelo yishnaim o shlosha tovin. And that's why, if he didn't specify two specific ones, he has in his mind, well, it's impossible, there shouldn't be at least two that are nice. Well, the macher nimtzu kulam run. The next day, he's to find out they're all no good. And he's going to wait to fatten them up because it costs too much to raise them to shech the skinny ones. Avokshato maskiko levar shuv eno somech el al elu bein hoyushmeinim o kushim. But once you make him be mevarer, he knows which specific ones he's going to take the next day, he won't change his mind. Uladas kach zim. That's why he went to the bother of preparing them. Ubava notam lo min. It'll take them, and he won't be moneya. And all of these reasons don't apply to chickens that you can see all the time, and they don't cost that much to raise either. So it's only by pigeons, not by regular chickens.